Now may we present a few excerpts from coming episodes, which not only will further introduce the principal characters, but will indicate the trend and flavor of this story. For instance, here it is late evening in the big living room of the Mills Menage.
Oh, hello, Dad. Is it all right if I use the coop tonight?
Where are you going this time of night, Eden?
Oh, just a small date.
Well, let's see here. It's almost 10 o'clock. I was just about to ask your mother if it wasn't time to go to bed.
Sure, for you folks, maybe. My date's for 10 o'clock.
And dinner clothes. What is it, another party?
No, just a little private affair.
How many?
Another person and myself. Just a ride, Dad.
Do you always dress to go riding, son?
Well, I want to look my best.
I see. Eve going with you?
No.
Ellen, where is Eve?
I don't know, George. Probably in her room.
She's sulking about something.
Sulking? Judith, that's not a nice word.
Well, I think she and Eden had a quarrel.
Oh, don't be that way, Judith. Of course we haven't.
And I'll bet it's about your date tonight, too.
About Eden's date? Why? What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. It looks kind of funny for Eden to be dashing off somewhere by himself when he and Eve have always gone every place together before.
If that isn't just like you, Judith Mills.
Now, just a moment, Eden.
Now then, George, if you stop to argue, Eden's going to miss his engagement. Can't you see he's anxious to get away?
All right, Eden. Try to be home at a decent hour.
Thank you, Dad. Good night, Mother.
Night, son. Be a good boy.
Sure. Pleasant dreams. And a couple of nightmares for you, Judith.
Eden? Eden?
Oh, hello, Eve. What are you doing out here in the hall?
I wanted to talk to you, that's what.
Well, hurry up. I gotta run.
You're going to see that Mrs. Martin tonight, huh?
Well, supposing I am, what's the harm? Carl Martin's a widow, isn't she?
But she's ages older than you are. And besides, she's not part of our crowd.
Carl Martin's only 25.
Well, that's 7 years older than you are.
Well, that doesn't make any difference.
Yes, it does. And besides...
Listen, Eve, everybody's got her wrong. She isn't like the fellas say.
Well, the girls say plenty, too.
Well, that isn't true. Carl's pretty and dainty and...
And what?
Well, never mind. It's just that the girls are all jealous of her. That's the reason they talk.
You see... You mix up with her and you'll be sorry.
Well, that's my business.
Gee, didn't used to talk to me like this. Ever since we've been old enough to talk, we've always shared everything.
But this is different, Eve. Gosh, when a fellow grows up, he can't always be taking his sister along.
We've been on plenty of parties together.
I know. This is different.
Well, why is it different?
Well, those... Well, that was all kid stuff.
Oh. I see.
Well, good night. Be seeing you.
Good night.
And Eve.
What?
You won't say anything, will you? Judith's been trying to create a rumpus.
Why should I say anything? Isn't any of my affair.
All right. Good night.
And now, next morning, out on the seawall at the end of the back garden.
What are you doing here on the seawall?
Sunning myself. Give me your hand, I'll pull you up.
All right.
Come on. What'd you come down for?
I wanted to watch the waves for a while before breakfast.
Nice, aren't they?
You know, if I were a man, I'd be a sailor. Isn't the salt air good so early in the morning?
Yeah, it's good, all right.
How come you're up so early? Think a date like you had last night, it'd keep you in bed till noon.
I haven't been to bed at all.
You better not let Dad find out.
Well, how would he unless you told him?
Don't be silly.
Oh, it was just getting dawn when I came in. It looked so pretty, I went in and changed my clothes and came down here. Been sitting here ever since.
And smoking plenty of cigarettes, too.
How do you know?
Well, just look at all those stubs down in the sand. Have a good time?
I suppose so.
Eden, do you like Coral Martin better than the girls in the college bunch?
I don't know. She's different.
How do you mean, Eden?
You wouldn't understand.
Well, why not?
Well, for one thing, she's a lot more serious than our bunch.
Well, why shouldn't she be? She's grown up. She's been married once already.
Makes a lot of difference, all right, when a girl's been married.
Well, why does it, Eden? Huh? Why?
Well, girl acts different then.
Well, I don't see why she should.
You see, I told you you wouldn't understand.
Well, maybe I don't, but I'm trying to. Well, what is it that makes her act different?
Well, she made me feel like an awful fool.
But why?
Well, I guess it was because she knows so much more than I do. Anyway, that's how I felt.
Knows more than you? You admit a girl knows more than you do?
Well, you'd know what I meant if you'd been there. I felt like a half-baked kid.
You did? I hope you didn't let on to her.
I didn't have to. She already knew it.
Oh.
You know, Eve, things are a lot different, really, than we think they are when we're just playing around on kid parties.
How do you mean, Eve?
Well, I can't just explain it, but you feel different. You'll have to find out for yourself, I guess.
Sounds fascinating. I'd like to.
You better not. You shouldn't go out with older men.
But you went out with Carl Martin.
Well, we didn't go out any place. I was just at her house.
Oh.
But I didn't stay. I left in about an hour.
You left?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Well, I wanted to get away by myself and think things over before... Well, before I got into anything seriously.
Oh. But where were you all the rest of the night, Eden?
Walking around, thinking. That's the reason I came down here, too.
Are you going to see Carl Martin again?
I don't know yet. She probably won't give me a chance after last night.
Eve! Oh, Eve!
Oh, that's Roddy. You! You!
Eve! Breakfast!
All right, coming! Coming out to breakfast now?
Sure. Want to jump off the seawall?
Will you catch me?
Always have. Just a minute. Okay, throw the body down.
Okay, here I come.
A few mornings later, Father Mills and his middle son, Eden, were golfing.
Well, that makes you one up on me in the six, Eden. I see you haven't been neglecting your golf, son.
Mm, I get in three or four rounds a week. You're not so bad yourself, Dad. We ought to get together often.
Yes, we should do that. Well, go ahead and tee off. See what you can do on this short hole.
Well, she's three par. Boy, she's tricky as a deuce. I made it a couple of times.
Well, four is my best on this hole. Nice one, right on the green.
Yeah, my eye seems to be all right. Go ahead, Dan.
All right. Yeah, let's see what I can do.
Good enough, Dad. That's the old eye.
Yeah, it's the first time I can ever remember of dropping on in one shot. Habits are queer things, Eden.
Yeah, sure are. Come on, let's get going.
Yeah, easy to make and hard to break. Take the habit of going to bed.
Oh, come on, Dad. You aren't going to start that, are you? This is too swell a day for that.
Oh, no, son. I had no intentions of starting anything.
I'm glad of that.
But, you know, Eden, I've never talked to you as man to man.
About what?
Well, nothing in particular, just life in general.
Hey, we better step on it. That bunch behind is waiting to tee off.
Oh, all right.
Gosh, Dad, look there. Just a foot putt and you'll have a birdie. Go ahead and take it.
Why, George. Here, Caddy, give me my putter.
Now, take it easy, Dad.
Made it, a birdie. And the best I ever got before was a four.
Boy, let's see what I can do. I got a 15-foot putt. Boy, I'll be lucky to pull a par. Oh, I overshot the hole.
No, it's too bad. It was dead in line.
Yeah, well, that gives me a four. That puts us even up on the seventh. What was that you were saying about life in general?
Well, it's like this, Eden. It seems to me that every man should take his son out at some time and tell him a few things.
Oh, sure.
A boy your age should begin to understand the relationships that exist between people. They should begin to figure out just how they're going to fit in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you've learned a lot from your friends and from chance conversations and experiences of others, I suppose.
I suppose.
Well, now that information is liable to be pretty badly jumbled in a young fellow's mind.
Oh, I don't know, Dad. I think I've got the situation pretty well lined up. Just what was it that you thought I needed instructions about?
Well, I thought it was about time you understood about life.
Understood about life?
Yes.
What about
Well, the relationship between people. About the dangers of a young fellow. Oh, he's liable to fall into where women are concerned.
What?
Eden, what are you laughing at?
Dad, you're way behind. Why in the world didn't you start in with this about 10 years ago? Gee, Dad, come on, let's not delay the game anymore. Your first shot.
Eden's description of his evening with the young widow, Coral Martin, stuck in Eve's mind. As a result, she made plans of her own, which will be revealed in the following sequence. On the same evening, George Mills spent an evening with Judge Charles Stone at his country club. They're returning home in the judge's car.
Judge, that was the best evening I've had in ages. I don't know when I've stayed up past midnight in the cause of a good time.
You work too hard, George.
Oh, I've simply been too busy making a living.
Rubbish, George. You had enough money to keep you and your family comfortable 15 years ago. You mean the gambling spirit of business has gotten to your blood? The game's been so keen and so much to your taste, you've forgotten everything else.
I don't know. Perhaps.
Of course that's it. It's bad, George, very bad.
I've profited by it.
But you've lost more than you gained.
I disagree.
Because business has blinded you to everything else.
What have I missed?
Life. You've missed life, and more than that, you've forfeited the privilege of participating in the growth of your own children.
Oh, see here, Charles.
It's true. You don't seem to know the new rising generation isn't in any way similar to and never can be like our generation.
How do they differ?
I can hardly think of a way in which they're similar. Even in appearances, they're changed. But from your point, perhaps one of the most important differences lies in the matter of faith.
My children haven't any.
Exactly. This is the age of science, the age of disbelief. Oh, hello. You see that? Girl along the highway signaling us.
Oh, are you going to pick her up?
We'll see. She may be in difficulty.
It may be a hold-up trap.
I drive prepared for such emergencies.
Here she comes, running.
Hitchhiker tendencies, but I forgot my roller skates and I...
Eve Mills.
Oh, Dad. Well, I didn't know you in the dark. Fancy meeting you here.
What are you doing alone out on the highway at this time of night?
Walking home. Sorry I stopped you.
What do you mean, walking home?
Well, under the circumstances, I should think you'd rather find me walking home.
You better climb into the car, Eve.
Oh, is that you, Judge Stone? Thanks, I will.
No, get in front. There's room between your father and me.
I couldn't imagine myself doing 10 more miles in these heels.
If you think not. Get in, George. I'll go around to the other side.
Do you mean to say, Eve, some man put you out of his car?
Oh, no. I got out of the car of my own free will.
Now then, get on our way again.
Eve, I never thought to find a daughter of mine involved in any circumstances of this nature.
Neither did I, Dad, and that's a fact. But it seems a girl doesn't know much about a man until she goes riding with him.
Who was the man?
Be silly.
I intend finding out, and he's going to settle with me.
If that'd be swell, wouldn't it? Newspaper headlines. Father horsewhips impetuous swain. I'd like that.
Are you all right, Eve?
Rider's rein, Judge. Except for a blister on my left heel.
George, you remember what I was saying about sitting on the sidelines a few minutes ago?
But it's an outrage that a man should treat a girl like this.
You'll remember women have voluntarily shed protection.
Of course. I'm perfectly capable of handling my own affairs.
This doesn't look like it.
Well, if you ask me, I did a pretty good job.
You seem entirely too nonchalant for a girl who has just had her first experience.
Who said anything about first experiences?
You mean to say you've walked home before?
No. Always been able to keep the situation pretty well in hand before, but... Well, this wasn't any college boy tonight.
Judge, when my children speak so flippantly about things I never even discuss publicly, I... Well, it makes me deathly ill.
I wonder if Eve feels as flippant as she poses. Beneath all this recklessness, I imagine she's just about as ill as you are. In fact, if you'd noticed, the child's been shaking with a nervous chill ever since she got into the car.
I am not.
Eve. Eve, dear. Are you all right? Are you, dear?
Yes, honestly. Just let me alone. Please.
But Eve wasn't the only one who'd been on a ride last night. This morning, Mother Mills awakens Roddy with a large question on her lips.
Roddy? Roddy, do you hear me? Be late to school if you don't wake up.
All right.
Come now. Wake up.
Oh, Mom, don't pull the covers off.
Well, then open your eyes. Sit up.
Oh, yes.
Well, do it. There now. Get out.
Oh, Mom, cover me up again.
Here, here, now put your feet over the edge of the bed. Now sit up.
Oh.
Up on your feet now. Dash into the bathroom. The cold shower's running. That'll wake you up.
Oh, I don't want a cold shower.
Just the same, I want you to have one. Now, scamper. Hurry. You'll find a towel on the rack.
Oh, well. Oh. Gee, Mom. Do I have to? It's cold.
Hurry, Roger.
Oh. Oh, no. Please. Oh. Oh. Oh, no. It can't be. Oh. Oh.
Ooh. Now dry yourself. Put on your shorts and then come back here.
Gee, Mom, that was terrible.
Oh, you've been taking cold showers long enough to be used to them by now.
Oh, I don't think anything like that's good for a fella.
Nonsense.